Round out the work week. Saturday, more clouds around. Temperatures in the lower 60s and maybe a spotty shower or two. Not a lot of moisture, but just cool and gray. But the payoff happens on Sunday. Highs in the mid-80s with partly sunny skies. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff and the First Alert Weather Center.
Couple of sprinkles out there now. It's 49 degrees in Washington.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning, I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron, coming up.
Several large ships are leaving the Port of Baltimore today after being stuck for several weeks.
Well, this county has in mind for a new student phone policy. I'm Neil Eugenstein.
Another big step in girls' sports is coming to Maryland. This is Kyle Cooper.
The Commanders look to turn the franchise around at tonight's NFL draft.
And a two-day music event is one of many happenings in our area this weekend. We'll run through a bunch of them for you.
It's now 8 o'clock.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Former President Trump found a way to campaign while he's on trial on criminal charges. He was cheered on by construction workers during a surprise stop in New York City this morning. He addressed today's Supreme Court ruling on his immunity claims.
It's a big case today. This judge isn't allowing me to go.
Correspondent Jan Crawford is at the Supreme Court.
The justices will decide whether and to what extent a former president has immunity from prosecution when it comes to official acts during his tenure in office. That decision will determine whether special counsel Jack Smith can try Trump for his alleged efforts to interfere with the 2020 election. Trump has failed to persuade two lower courts, including the D.C.-based Federal Court of Appeals.
Mr. Trump will listen to more testimony at court in New York today from former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. Mr. Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, are among 18 people indicted in Arizona in an alleged scheme to use fake electors to try to overturn his loss to Joe Biden. State Attorney General Chris Mays.
That scheme failed when Vice President Pence upheld the rule of law and accepted all certified Biden-Harris votes on January 6, 2021.
Hundreds more pro-Palestinian protesters arrested at colleges across the country. Correspondent Nancy Chen.
Demonstrators clashed with school security at USC in Los Angeles after school police ordered students to move their encampment.
Both sides of my family were displaced from Palestine. I'm here using my voice because my grandparents couldn't.
Police clearing that encampment in an area where next month's commencement is scheduled to take place. A new move to contain bird flu in bovines.
The agriculture department's ordered all dairy cows to be tested for bird flu before they can be transported across state lines. Genetic data and investigations suggest the virus has now infected cows across at least 8 states and a human dairy worker in Texas.
CBS's Vicki Barker. For the first time in decades, San Diego is the top region for migrant arrivals along the southern border. Border Patrol is reporting almost 9,000 arrests for the week ending April 16th. That's a 36% increase from 2 weeks before. Texas share of arrests is at its lowest in 5 years. Bumpy landing for a Lufthansa plane at LAX.
Whoa! We're getting that go around.
A live stream caught the Boeing 747 touch-and-go attempt in L.A. It lifted off the ground, then landed safely a few minutes later. S&P futures down 33. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
8:03 on Thursday, April 25th. We're at 48 degrees today. Limited sun going up to the low 60s. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. The top local stories we're following this hour. Large ships trapped for weeks at the Port of Baltimore will be able to leave today at the discretion of the Coast Guard. This is a crucial 4-day window that allows the vessels to use an alternate shipping channel. The move will also allow some container barges in. Ship traffic will then pause once again early next week to allow salvage crews to work on the next stage of the bridge cleanup. The Maryland Port Administration says the new option, the new channel, is 35 feet deep, much deeper than what's currently being used. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to reopen the port's 50-foot deep channel by the end of May.
How and when should students be allowed to use cell phones in school? That's what parents in Loudoun County are being asked for their input on. The county school board will then use that input as part of a new policy. WTOP's Neil Augenstein reports there are limits on what schools are allowed to do.
Students and teachers may not agree on what the policy should say, but they definitely agree that it needs to be consistent.
Aaron Smith, a chief technology officer for Loudoun County Public Schools, says this new phone policy would codify practices often being used already. Elementary students not allowed to use personal tech during the school day, middle school often away, high school students make sure it's silenced during instructional time.
But really limits it to it's off unless explicitly allowed.
He says students are allowed to carry a phone.
We get a lot of requests sometimes to block cell phones or to make sure that they don't work, and that's actually against FCC regulation where we're not allowed to do that.
The policy says parents should avoid texting their kids unless it's an emergency. The public input period's now underway. The school board expects to vote in June to have the policy in place before the new school year in August. In Loudoun County, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Girls flag football is a growing sport across the country. WTOP's Kyle Cooper reports dozens of schools in Maryland are taking part this fall.
Girls flag football started in 2023 in 10 high schools in Frederick County, with Middletown taking the championship. Now the program is expanding to Montgomery, Baltimore, and Washington counties. In all, 51 high schools will be part of the 2024 season. Director of system-wide athletics in Montgomery County, Jess Sullivan, says this is a great boost in the county to, quote, provide additional participation opportunities for our student-athletes. Under Armour and the Baltimore Ravens are providing uniforms, funding, and other support to make it happen. Women's flag football will also be part of the 2028 Summer Olympic Games in Los Angeles. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Speaking of football, tonight Washington Commanders fans will be hearing this from NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell.
The Washington Commanders select.
But who they select with the number two overall pick remains to be seen as the NFL draft gets underway tonight. The Commanders are expected to select a quarterback. WTOP sports reporter Dave Preston tells us why Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels from LSU is the quarterback of the future.
On the field, he's mobile with a strong arm. He shows all the intangibles and tangibles that you look for in a quarterback. He threw 40 touchdown passes last fall for LSU in the very competitive SEC. He's played at the highest level, and he also knows what it's like to struggle. He started his career at Arizona State. So I think he's more mature than other quarterbacks who have had a lot of things handed to them since day one. He's struggled at times, but he's persevered. So he would be the guy that you'd want to give him the keys to your franchise.
Washington has eight other picks in the three-day event, assuming they don't trade any away. We'll keep you up to date in sports at 25 and 55.
Still ahead here on WTOP.
When it comes to saving, time is money, and teens apparently get that. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Looks like it costs a fortune.
Actually, at Bob's, the Playscape 2-piece sectional is just $9.99.
Looks like it was crafted by a master carpenter.
Gorgeous, right? Bob's genuine marble elm dining set comes with six chairs or four chairs and a storage bench for just $9.99.
Looks like a unicorn cried happy tears all over it.
That's our bedazzle. Diva bedroom set. I can see why you think that. When the looks you love go for less, there's only one thing to say.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's 808.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th in a new hour. Let's get a new look at traffic with Rita.
Well, the new look looks like the old look, Michelle. We do have a lot of delays trying to get into the district from Maryland. The problem is on the Southeast Southwest Freeway or southbound 395 near exit 2, the Potomac Park Park Police exit. The crash remains along the left side. But boy, the ripple effect where the delays are concerned. Northbound I-295 slows near exit 1, headed all the way onto the 11th Street Bridge. Southbound DC 295 is pretty solid before Burroughs Avenue, trying to head to the 11th Street Bridge. And then once you get onto it, you are slow all the way past the scene of the wreck. Southbound 395 slows trying to join that delay. Northbound 395, the delay from the Pentagon, solid across the 14th Street Bridge, seems to be a rubbernecking delay. And then those of you who decided to take the inbound Suitland Parkway instead are sitting in it after Silver Hill Road, headed all the way across the Douglas Bridge. on to South Capitol Street. In Maryland, 50 near Route 2, Ritchie Highway. Westbound 50, two left lanes are blocked. Eastbound, a single left lane is blocked for the crash. So you're sticking to the right to get by in both directions. But the delays, especially in the westbound direction, are back near Cape St. Clair, trying to head past the scene. Southbound Pennsylvania Avenue between Westphalia Road and Dower House Road. Look, the work is back again. Just a single left lane getting by it. So that's a normal delay for those of you that travel there. But it's still not fun to drive through. So just be aware that that work has been set up. Southbound 270, off and on delays. Out of Frederick, headed to 109. Out of Clarksburg, headed toward Montgomery Village Avenue. Then in Rockville, passing 28. And getting onto the southbound spur to join a delay that begins on the outer loop near Old Georgetown Road. And then where it merges, off and on from there, headed toward the American Legion Bridge. In Virginia, eastbound 50 or Fairfax Boulevard after Blake Lane and Pickett Road. You are under police direction for the wreck. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to Fitzmall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Let's go on to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff with the forecast.
Heading into a cloudier and cooler stretch, only in the upper 50s today with limited sunshine. Not the prettiest of days, but a few sunny breaks here and there. 40s tonight as skies will clear out. We're looking at a good deal of sunshine tomorrow. Low to mid-60s for highs for your Friday with mostly sunny skies. Should be a solid day to be outdoors, but still a little cooler. Saturday, cooler. Once again, low 60s with more cloud cover, maybe even a spotty shower or two. But get this, by Sunday, we're back to sunshine, upper 80s. We could be near 90 by next Monday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
Couple of pockets of rain right now in Prince George's County, just south of National Harbor and Clinton. A little bit of rain out there in other spots as well. We're at 49 degrees in Rockville, 49 in Ashburn, 53 in Fort Washington. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour on WTOP. The latest check of how the economy is doing comes today in the form of a report from the Commerce Department. It's expected to show that the gross domestic product, the economy's total output of goods and services, grew at a slow but still decent 2.2% annual pace from January through March. That will be a slowdown from the vigorous 3.4% annual pace of October through December. The change reflects in large part the much higher borrowing rates for home and auto loans, credit cards, and many business loans that have resulted from the 11 interest rate hikes the Federal Reserve has imposed to tame inflation.
How old were you when you started thinking about retirement? WTOP business reporter Jeff Claybaugh says many teenagers already are.
A survey by Junior Achievement found 83% of 13 to 18-year-olds have already at least thought some about retirement savings. Although fewer than half say they thought stocks and bonds were the best way, a Roth IRA has no age limit, so teens can start saving that way.
Parents can also contribute to their minor child's IRA as long as the total doesn't exceed their annual earned income.
Coming up on WTOP, a big event takes over the festival grounds at RFK this weekend. Brianna Thomas with Washingtonian Magazine joins us with more details just ahead. It's 8:12.
Sponsored by Compassion International.
Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. End their wait today. Sponsor a child with compassion. Just text radio to 83393.
Hey, it's Brett from Bull Oak. Are you struggling from ED? We've got a groundbreaking solution that's transformed the lives of thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 50 clinical studies, including research from prestigious Cambridge University. It revitalizes blood flow by repairing blood vessels, all without the need for pills or the worry of side effects. If you're ready to end your ED struggles, call us now. Not only will you get a free assessment and blood flow ultrasound, we're also throwing in your first treatment free on us. That's right. Give us a call and schedule an appointment, and we'll get you your first treatment free. This is a $600 value, and it's yours free if you call in the next 2 minutes. Call 703-337-1919. That's 703-337-1919. Guys, it's time to reclaim your love life and put an end to your ED. 703-337-1919. Call Bull Oak now to qualify. 703-337-1919.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously. Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Collider says BritBox has TV everyone should be watching. Stream acclaimed series with powerful performances from Jodie Whittaker, Tamara Lawrence, Bella Ramsey, and Matthew McFadyen. Discover new BritBox original series you won't find anywhere else. Like Three Little Birds, Agatha Christie's Murder is Easy, and a new chapter of BAFTA-winning drama, Time. Stream what the New York Times calls the best of British telly, only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
This is WTOP News.
8:14.
If you love music like that, there is a big multi-day event in town that you won't want to miss.
We heard about it on Skype from Brianna Thomas, arts and culture writer for Washingtonian Magazine.
Yes, if you're a fan of electronic and dance and pop music, then you're going to want to attend Project Glow Music Festival, which is returning again to the D.C. area. It's going to take place at RFK Festival Grounds, and this festival has been celebrating 20 years of dance culture, and it's going to be three different stages. So there's going to be a lot going on at one time. There's more than 50 artists, DJs, and producers that are sharing the lineup. And some of the big names are DC's very own house music DJ, Baby Weight, as well as Zed, Rez, and Elderbrook. The passes are a little pricey. For the two-day pass, it's about $215, but you can also buy single-day passes, which start at $130, depending on whether you go on Saturday or Sunday.
And Michelle says she knows who Zed is. I don't know who anyone is because I'm out of touch, I guess.
Michelle, are you going to do kind of like a house music beat for us?
Not right now, but there you go. Yeah. John took care of it.
All right. You don't actually have to leave town for another event to leave the country this weekend. This sounds kind of cool. What's this?
Yeah, so Georgetown French Market, it's back again in this weekend, and it's happening from Friday to Sunday, and this is a free event. It's family-friendly, and it's just a time to get out in the Book Hill community specifically, which is along Wisconsin Avenue from O Street up until about Reservoir Road, and there's going to be more than 40 small businesses and restaurants participating in giving discounts and deals on food, drinks, art. And then the fun part, you'll feel like you're at least in France for a little bit because there's going to be face painters, mimers, stilt walkers, which I was afraid of those as a child, but they're still cool to look at.
Yeah, I can see how those would be scary.
Very scary. But there's also going to be live music as well. So there's a lot to do in Georgetown this weekend.
Back to music, there's another event featuring lots of live performers.
Yes, Petworth Porch Fest, and this is the area's beloved music festival. Porch Fest takes place multiple times throughout the season and in different neighborhoods. So the Petworth one is returning on Saturday, and this is all day, and there's going to be performances across porches and in front of local businesses, and it's an array of music. So folk performances, rock, hip-hop, pop, rap, punk, whatever you're into, you could probably catch an area band or vocalist performing it. And this event's free, which is pretty cool.
For more things to do, you can visit Washingtonian Magazine's website, and you can connect with Brianna on Instagram at Brianna in DC.
A quick look now at the top stories we're working on here at WTOP.
New shipping movement is expected today at the Port of Baltimore as a new shipping channel is set to open.
The Supreme Court plans to hear arguments this morning on former President Trump's claim that he's immune from prosecution.
And a battle is ahead for TikTok as the company says it will fight a new law.
Keep it here for full details in the minutes ahead.
We're brought to you by Virginia Spine Institute, now VSI, the ultimate choice for ultimate spine solutions. Say goodbye to back and neck pain. Visit VSIspine.com. That's VSIspine.com. 818. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go to Rita Kessler in the traffic center.
Well, a little bit of good news in the district. The crash that was southbound 395 near the Park Police exit has cleared. Travel lanes are open, so nothing left to look at, nothing blocking any lanes, but boy, the delays are painful. If you're traveling on northbound I-295, and you're at the end of the delay, that's going to take you, it's going to be back after Laboratory Road. This is solid all the way to the 11th Street Bridge headed past the scene. Again, back there, you're going to feel like you're not moving, but everybody at the front where the crash was, they're actually starting to move a lot better. Southbound DC 295, the slowdown is after Eastern Avenue headed to the bridge. Inbound Suitland Parkway, people taking that instead, not a great alternate. Delays are after Silver Hill Road. Solid headed across the Douglas Bridge onto South Capitol Street. The earlier delays in the southbound 3rd Street tunnel seem to have eased, and northbound 395 was a rubbernecking delay, but now it is just volume coming from the Pentagon headed across the 14th and the case headed toward Main Avenue. Now, before all this on 395, northbound delays in Springfield, then from Duke Street to King Street. Then again, you hit that delay near the Pentagon. In Maryland, 50 near Route 2, Ritchie Highway. It is the westbound side where we're seeing delays. Solid from Cape St. Clair. Headed past Route 2, it is should be a single right lane getting you by that wreck. Eastbound, the left side is blocked as well, but not really seeing much of a delay. Southbound Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue between Westphalia Road and Dower House Road. Today, it is a single left lane getting by that work zone. In Virginia, eastbound 50 Fairfax Boulevard after Blake Lane and Pickett Road. You are under police direction for the crash. And on VRE this morning, Fredericksburg train 312, currently about 20 minutes late due to following an Amtrak train and a freight train. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Eileen Whalen. What have you got out there this morning?
All right. Well, I've got clouds. I've got cooler temperatures. And I'm also tracking a few little light rain showers, actually. Just had some that crossed from Alexandria over into Prince George's County, now around the Clinton area and Rosaryville. This is all moving towards the east. Right now in D.C., though, not seeing anything picking up on radar. But today is going to be overall a more cloudy than sunny day. It's also going to be unseasonably cool. Temperatures nearly 20 degrees lower than yesterday. Our high, 59 degrees. So if you're going to the Nationals game later this afternoon, definitely want to have a warm sweatshirt. As we hit through the overnight hours, skies will be partly cloudy. Low temperatures, upper 30s to middle 40s downtown. There's a slight chance for some patchy frost, but I think there's going to be a little bit of a breeze and maybe some scattered clouds that may prevent frost from forming. But nonetheless, it'll be cool out the door tomorrow. Tomorrow, a sunny end to the week. Still on the cooler side of things, but not bad, 65. And then the weekend kind of split 50-50. Saturday is going to be cloudy and cool. We're in the lower 60s for daytime highs. There is a slight chance for a few afternoon showers, but nothing that I would cancel any plans with yet. Sunday, though, partly cloudy. We're in the 80s, and we're pushing near 90 by Monday. So make sure those ACs are working now so that you can stay cool heading into next week. All right, it's cool right now. We're at 44 in Hagerstown, 52 in Stafford, and 49 in Laurel, Maryland.
Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Your home is your number one investment. Protect it from unseen damage with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET.
Coming up, you may need to keep your receipt handy the next time you leave a local supermarket. We'll explain. 822.
When it comes to substance use disorder, there is no one-size-fits-all solution. Every patient has their own journey, and at Alpus Wellness, we understand that. Alpus Wellness is an evidence-driven, holistic treatment facility that offers multiple paths to recovery. We work with most major insurance companies. It's time. Visit us at alpuswellnesscenters.org to learn more or call us at 866-862-5727. Alpus Wellness. Unparalleled treatment, lasting recovery.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-893-4133. That's 800-893-4133. 800-893-4133.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If you commute every day, you know what strong winds and heavy rainfall can do to your drive.
Find out what you'll be facing with WTOP traffic and weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
823, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. An increase in shoplifting has more stores around here making changes. Harris Teeter stores in D.C. now require you to show your receipt before you leave. Also, you're no longer allowed to bring suitcases, roller bags, duffel bags, or backpacks inside. In a statement, Harris Teeter says the changes help them maintain a safe shopping experience and continue providing the best service and goods at competitive prices. In February, a Safeway in Northwest added security gates to deter thieves. The same month, a CVS in Columbia Heights closed down after thieves left shelves nearly empty.
You may want to give your grocery store produce an extra wash after hearing this new report.
Consumer Reports released its latest study on pesticides in fruits and vegetables that you find at your grocery store every day. They reviewed data from the Department of Agriculture and said the findings raised flags. The foods they found most concerning included bell peppers, celery, collard greens, green beans, hot peppers, kale, and potatoes, plus blueberries, strawberries, and watermelon. While the report did say there has been big progress getting hazardous pesticides off the market in the past 10 years, the science said that they're often replaced with something potentially far worse. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Dave Preston looking forward to tonight.
Yes, perhaps the biggest day for this franchise since Major Tutty was announced as the new mascot.
Bigger, actually.
Maybe a little bit bigger.
A little bit.
Still trying to process how a pig could gain such high rank in such a short time. NFL draft begins in less than 12 hours with Chicago picking first, and then the Commanders will have their moment. WTOP's Rob Woodfork feels LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels is the guy.
He's got the most experience. And then on top of that, a lot of people think he's a running quarterback.
Right.
He's a pass-first quarterback who just happens to have elite mobility.
Correct.
He's not a running quarterback who, yeah, he can throw from the pocket sometimes.
Other names in the mix, Michigan's J.J. McCarthy and North Carolina's Drake May. More draft day coverage on the sports page at WTOP.com. Baseball Nationals get blown out by the Los Angeles Dodgers. 11-2, Jake Irvin allowing six runs over 4 2/3 innings. The Nats bats held to 3 hits in defeat. Series finale at 4:05 this afternoon on 1500 AM. The Orioles outslugged the Los